You're listening to 2011 SCAC Women's Basketball Podcast, SCAC Tournament Edition. Today I'm joined by Oglethorpe Interim Women's Basketball Coach Fallon Rimmert. The Peachels are entering the SCAC Tournament with a record of 6-18, 5-11 in SCAC play. And Coach, first of all, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Coach, the Peachels enter the tournament having won two of the last four games. Just talk about the way this team is playing as you guys enter the conference championship.
You know, I think the team has been playing well, especially the last few weeks. It doesn't, you know, help that a few weeks ago we did end up having a really tough road trip with DePaul and Center, probably the two best teams in our conference. They're always tough, especially on the road. And, you know, really all you can do is just keep coming back and practice hard and get refocused. And, you know, then we had to, you know, come into a game versus Sewanee on Saturday, and, you know, they played exactly the way they should have with us, you know, being the favorite to win the game. They did everything they needed to do and have really been focused, you know, the last week. And I think that they're going into the conference tournament, you know, feeling pretty good. They're really confident. You know, I think it's going to be a good game.
Coach, 5-11, as I mentioned, in SCAC play, earning the number four seed out of the Eastern Division, getting the draw of the number one seed out of the West in Hendricks College. You guys face Hendricks back on January 30th, taking a tough home loss, 70-66. Just talk about what you guys learned through that game and how you'll progress and move forward into Friday's matchup.
You know, Hendricks, they're definitely a tough team. They got a lot of good players. We did play them last year in the first round of the conference tournament as well. So, you know, we're used to seeing them. We're used to their players. You know, I think that it really was, you know, a good game for us because it gives them confidence knowing that they could actually win this game. We can compete with Hendricks. We know that we can. We were up by 10 at halftime to them, you know, just a month ago. We ended up losing the game by 4, and really it was just putting two halves together. We played excellent the first half and then just got tired and fell flat the second half. And I think that, you know, this is how it's been with this team. You know, the whole season is just consistency. They can compete with anybody in the conference when they want to. We have been in every single game, I mean, close to every single conference game this year. So they know they can compete. It's just what they're going to give on that day and how are they going to, you know, keep pushing through and keep fighting and keep putting two halves together to push through for the whole game.
Coach, the Warriors at times this year have had trouble protecting the ball, 10th in the conference in turnover margin. The Peachels averaging 8 steals a game. Just talk about the importance of putting pressure on the ball against the Warriors and in hopes of leading to turnovers, easy baskets, and extra possessions for the Peachels.
Yeah, last time we played them, we pressured them full court, and you know, our girls really, I just want them to focus on their one-on-one defense a lot and containing them, and that's what they did the last time they played them. They played very good one-on-one defense. You know, and I think that I'm going to emphasize with them this week is, you know, try to deny those wing passes a little bit more. Try to go for those steals. You know, keep their pressure on them. I don't think that this team, as far as quickness, I think we're right there neck and neck. I don't think that, you know, they're necessarily quicker than we are. You know, I think that our defensive skills that we have, I'm hoping that, you know, we can kind of turn up, you know, just keep that intensity and energy going. And if our players get tired, then I want to bring someone else in because, you know, if anybody, we can't have this team slacking off. And nobody on this team can take a break. And, you know, that's one thing I've been trying to tell them. And hopefully we will see some good ball pressure on Friday and see some good, I might throw in, you know, a half court, a full court defense that we practiced last week as well. So we'll see how it goes.
Coach, Christina Byler for the Warriors is such a tough matchup for any team. She scored 24 points against you guys earlier in the season. Just talk about what you try to do in terms of being able to contain her. She can shoot the ball from the outside, but also is a low post presence as well.
Yeah, she's a threat from all over the court, no doubt about that. I mean, we got a little bit of a taste for that when she was here a month ago, and, you know, she stepped – I barely had my player, you know, guarding her at the three-point line, and she was still shooting back, like shooting NBA threes, you know. And so it's hard to guard somebody that can step out that far and also play inside and be effective just as well. So, you know, I think that last time I told my players, you just have to deny her. her. I mean, you can't even just let her catch the ball. Wherever she is on the court, you deny her the basketball. If it's at half court, you deny her there. If it's down on the post, you try to deny her there. And, you know, we might try to we didn't double-team her a lot when a ball did go into her in the post. I was just, you know, they have so many other good players. So, you know, I mean, she's going to score her points. There's no doubt she's going to score her points, and hopefully we can contain her to a reasonable limit of points, and then the goal will be to contain the rest of, you know, the rest of the team as well.
Coach, just talk about the importance of rebounding heading this matchup. Hendricks does do a good job of crashing the glass. The importance that you're going to have to tell your girls to really be, you know, the tenacity they'll need in order to crash these boards this weekend.
Rebounding is something that has been a struggle with this team. This whole season, I have said it every single day in practice. We've worked on it every single day in practice. I've constantly said it over and over before games. There's offense, there's defense, and there's rebounding. And rebounding can change a game alone, offense and defensive rebounding. And it's definitely important, no matter who you play, that you want to limit their second chance points. It's going to be crucial for us to really get a body on them, to box them out, and to make sure that we're securing that rebound so they don't get any more second opportunities to score. And, you know, that will help us, you know, in a possession game when we're controlling more of the possessions than they are. You know, rebounding, it's way too important. It can control the game, and hopefully we'll be able to execute on that end.
Coach, Sarah Giles continues to improve as a sophomore for your team this year, averaging 10 points, 8 rebounds, leads the conference in blocks. Just talk about the way you've seen her progress and mature as a basketball player and the importance it will be for the Peaches for her to have a good performance this weekend.
Sarah is a huge part of this team's success, and it's funny because I actually, when I say that to her, she's like, well, Coach, but we've only won, like, you know, 6 games. I said, well, so what? You know, I said, if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't even been close in these games, you know, and I think that she has matured from last year to this year, now being a sophomore. I actually have seen her being more competitive in games this year where, you know, we've been playing her a lot more minutes than she did last year. And, you know, she's just really staying in there and trying to compete. And the last, you know, 6-8 games, the last month, she's really, really been good at rebounding. You know, her defense has been great, and to just keep playing. I mean, she can run just as fast as our guards can run. So, you know, she, you know, I'm always looking for her. When she's out of the game, I get nervous. you know, but, you know, we're always going to be counting on her, always going to be counting on her inside presence. But when she's not hitting those shots, that's when the rest of our guards need to help step it up. And if she's not in there rebounding, we need our guards to get in there and rebound and get in there and crash the boards. And, you know, so I think that we've tried to understand that her presence when she's in the game and when she's, you know, out of the game. And, you know, we're always looking for her to help this team, you know, push through and, you know, on both offense and defense.
And finally, Coach, just talk about the keys and adjustments you guys are making heading forward to the SCAC tournament that'll be so important for you to have a chance to win and make a run in this conference championship.
I don't know if we're really making a lot of adjustments. At this point in the season, it's, you know, just keeping them focused and keeping them fresh, keeping their confidence high. And, you know, I think that this week I am going to just, you know, go back and make sure our defense is on point for one. Just kind of go back and do some of those defensive drills that you do in the beginning of the season just to make sure we're kind of sharp there, you know, one-on-one defense, 4-on-4 shell where you're, you know, you're rotating and you're practicing that. Kind of just, we might work on, I added a 1-2-1-1 press last week that we used against Suwannee on Saturday, and it was really nice throwing that in there sporadically just to mix it up. And our team does well when our defense is intense, when we're kind of picking up people full court and our energy is more there. So I might do some adjustments there. And I think the next thing is just to really go back and break down Hendrick's game film, and I want to defend, you know, some of their plays in practice that we struggled with the first time that we saw them. And the next thing is really just practice rebounding, you know, make sure we're sharp there and shooting. Lots of shooting this week. You know, we shot excellent last Saturday against Sewanee. You know, there was a lot of pressure there, but you still have to shoot well, especially going into a court where you've never been in. It's at Millsaps, just the oddest court in conference. You know, it's hard to shoot in that gym. So I want to make sure that we're getting plenty of reps and, you know, I'm not, you know, overworking them, but that we're still focused going into Friday.
Oglethorpe University interim women's basketball coach Fallon Remmert. Again, the Petrels 6-18 on the year, 5-11 in SCAC play, earning the number 4 seed out of the Eastern Division to face off against the number 1 seed in the West, Hendricks College, Friday at 1 p.m. Central Time. Coach, thank you so much for your time this afternoon, and best of luck as you move forward to the SCAC tournament.
Thank you very much.